This is Radio Nordsee International, the voice of Europe, the sound of the world, broadcasting in the medium wave on 220 metres, 1367 kilocycles, VHF channel 44, 100 megacycles, in the short wave, 49 metre European band, 6.2 megacycles, and to the world on the 31 metre band, 9.94 megacycles. And now the right time from Bulliver is 1 minute past two. Bulliver, the inventors of Accutron, the electronic tuning fork watch. Incidentally, Radio Nordsee International has been broadcasting from the radio ship Mebo 2, anchored in international waters at latitude 52 degrees, 10 minutes 12 seconds north, and longitude 4 degrees, 13 minutes 30 seconds east. And our postal address is Post Office Box 113, Zurich 8047 in Switzerland. And we're closing down this morning, if you've just joined us. Radio Nordsee is voluntarily closing down at 11 o'clock due to the pressure in the Dutch Parliament to close down the offshore stations. Our directors in Zurich feel that it would be better for the people of Holland for us to suspend broadcasting so that the Dutch government will not attempt to close down Radio Veronica, so dearly loved by the people of Holland for the past 10 years. Radio Nordsee International thanks you for your support in the past months during our times of drama and struggle, and we thank you for being faithful to us as listeners. We close this morning at 11 o'clock. And incidentally, we have a souvenir booklet of the last 9 months of happy broadcasting from Radio Nordsee International, and you can buy a book illustrating the entire history of the radio ship with over 50 photographs of the disc jockeys, staff, crew, the radio ship and the tender ship, Mebo 1. And for a copy of this book, send $2 or the equivalent in your own currency to Souvenir Book, Post Office Box 113 8047, Zurich in Switzerland. I haven't been to bed since 6 o'clock yesterday morning, so if my voice sounds a bit funny, well, it probably always sounds funny, but never mind. That's the reason. Everyone else is off having a sleep now. I hope they are. They're not listening to 2 hours of knock-knock jokes. Any rate, another knock-knock joke. By the way, I'd like to also thank a Dutch listener here, Jacques Verbeek, V-E-R-B-E-E-K. I hope you can understand me there. I can't read where it's from, I'm sorry. I just can't read Dutch. But it was sent to me, and thank you for a very nice letter, because the letter was written in English, and a magnificent job was done too. Also from Miss Helen Dumbleton of somewhere or other, 72 Boston Road, Hanwell, West 7. Yes, you'd like to play a record for someone or other, and he won't go out with you, and something like that. Oh, I see. Yes, I better not read that. Okay, a request coming up for you in just a moment. And now another... Have we got any more knock? I thought I had another knock-knock joke to tell you about. Maybe I'll have that in just a moment. It's 4 minutes past 2 o'clock, and you're listening to Radio Nordsee International. It's Stephen Ladd here till 3 o'clock.
Country where we grew melancholy on the lawn, torn between our Sunday worlds. We had a girl there who rode a motorcycle, moving at 90 miles an hour, towering 6 feet. Right or wrong, we carried on.
caring not what was eating at our brains. There is a torch-like face I will remember that even I couldn't pass off as a joke. Garden, and someone sick, homosexual half-world twirled around in baby love. And then when God made summer into autumn, just like the leaves, everyone began to fall.
That's Peter Stastet there, and to the Sons of Cain. It's 8 minutes after 2 o'clock on this Thursday morning, and you're with Stephen Ladd till 3 o'clock. Don't know who comes your way then. Yes, 3 o'clock, Mike Ross and Dave Rogers. They're doing a show together, so you can enjoy that. Get away from Knock Knock Jerks. Too much. The last morning of this great radio station, and that mad Australian reads out Knock Knock Jokes. Here's another little card from someone or other. From who? Yes, Daniel Le Zaveur, 116 something Avenue, J.B. Clement, Clermont, France. Oh, in France. Hello. Yes. Well, they've been listening to Tony Blackburn, it seems. Says, dear friends of R&I, I've heard about your jokes competition, and in fact, the best joke I remember is something I've read in an English magazine. It's obviously French. It's about a... no, can't say that. That's nasty. Can't say that. It was during one of the happy Tony Blackburn shows on Radio 1, and he was saying, this is wonderful Radio London. He says, I think this is the most funny joke I know. That's the English translation. But as I want to win your competition, another joke. It's about a man who has lice in his head, so he goes in a pharmacy chemist shop and asks for a medication, anyway, the word is, to kill lice. That's probably in French. And he's so constrained that he adds, with a pretty box, please, it's a gift. And he says, well, if I'm the winner, send it to me. Okay. Well, I don't know. Is that funny? It's 9.5 minutes after two. Misquoted in France will be. And another record, another... we've got some more here somewhere. I'll have to find them. Okay. Time for a little music, and then we'll be back. Here's Tom Jones now.
To Texas, you followed me to Utah. We didn't find it there, so we moved on. You went with me to Alabama. Things look good. I know your time my child in Memphis. Then I heard of work in Nashville. Didn't find it there, so we moved on to a small farm in Nebraska, to a gold mine in Alaska. We didn't find it there, so we moved on. Now we've left Alaska because there was no gold mine. But this time, only two of us moves on. And now all we have is each other and a little memory to cling to. And still you won't let me go on alone. I know you're
sound of the great Jones and My Elusive Dreams. 13 minutes after 2, and it's no elusive dream that Radio Nordsee International is closing down this Thursday, the 24th of September, 1970, at 11 o'clock, which is so very sad, and you'll probably get sick of me saying this, but of course, you know, people join our programs all the time, and we like everyone to know. By the way, we'll be coming into Scheveningen Harbour at about 11:30 in Holland tomorrow morning, and we'd like to see you all down there on the quay to say hello and build up our spirits a little. More knock-knock jokes. Now, incidentally, if you have also just joined the program, we started off a knock-knock competition, but of course I couldn't carry it on because we finished broadcasting this morning. And so for these 2 hours, we're sort of having a few knock-knock jokes and a bit of a talk and a laugh and everything like that. Here's one now from Greenbank in Hertfordshire in England. I think it's Hertford Road. Digwell or Digswell or something like that. So I keep looking around. I think someone's coming in. They're not. It says, knock, knock. Who's there? Marmalade. Marmalade who? Oh, this is naughty. Marmalade me. Who laid you? Oh, that's a charming thing to say to people this hour of the morning. Here's another one. Knock, knock. Who's there? Duncan. Duncan who? Duncan makes the grass grow better. Knock, knock. Who's there? Peter. Peter who? Peter, Peter might before you go to bed. Peter, I'll have to work that one out too. It's 14 and a half minutes after 2. Incidentally, that came from Miss Christina Hilm, Park Villa, Grossmont, Whitby in Yorkshire. And there's one more here too. Knock, knock. Who's there? Isabel who? Isabel. Isabel who? Isabel Ness. Oh, I've read that one before. That someone else has got that one too. I don't know. How about this? Some nice, smooth, scintillating music. If you're just there by yourself listening to us tonight, let's hope that the two of us accompany, if there's two or more, just listen to the music and enjoy the show.
Another dawn, and still a tear. A sleepless night still didn't make things right. Maybe today a lonesome man is gonna find a dream again. He lost somehow. Oh, I
Summer Wind. That's a track there from an album, the Immortal Walker Brothers, of course, and that was a very nice track. I haven't played that before. It was called Just for a Thrill, and you heard that Just for a Thrill on Radio Nordsee International tonight. And we've got Captain Tom, of course, the captain of the Redder. This must be a sad day for you, Captain.
Yes,
very sad.
Yes, very sad.
Tell me something. Do you understand the English disc jockeys in Holland?
Yes, I can understand them, but I don't know if the Dutch people can understand the English disc jockeys.
Yeah, incidentally, I just had a letter there from a Dutch boy, I think it was from The Hague, who said that it was good that we spoke English because all the Dutch boys and girls learn to speak English this way.
I don't know. That's a guy from Naaldwijk.
Yes, Naaldwijk.
It's a town near Rotterdam.
Near Rotterdam. It's not in the Hague. I thought it was in The Hague somewhere.
No, near Rotterdam.
Oh, dear. And Jacques, how do you say his name? Jacques Verbeek.
Jacques Verbeek. Dat is een brief van Jacques Verbeek. And you know what record he want to play?
Well, I don't think he actually gave us a request, but he just wrote a letter and said that he thought we should have more news and more things in English because, as I said before, this is the way the Dutch boys and girls can learn to speak English.
Yeah, that's true, but not everyone. Not everyone.
Not everyone.
No.
Ah, dear.
I can understand English very, very good, but I can speak it very well.
Oh, you speak excellent English, Captain.
I don't know.
Ah, dear. No more request shows. All your friends will miss that.
Yes, I think so.
It's very
bad that Radio Nordsee is tomorrow in the afternoon. Yes, today.
Today it is.
Today,
yes, because you don't believe
to,
it.
To Scheveningen. I don't like that.
Yeah.
It's very bad.
Well, I hope there's going to be lots of people there to say hello to the disc jockeys and build it. Everybody, incidentally, except for me, who's working hard, is out drowning their sorrows tonight.
Yes. may I say something in Dutch? Ik hoop dat morgen, wanneer Radio Noordzee in Scheveningen binnenkomt, dat er een hele hoop Nederlandse mensen komen kijken. Ze kunnen komen kijken aan boord van Radio Noordzee. En ze zullen van harte ontvangen worden door de discjockeys en door de bemanning van Radio Noordzee. En ze kunnen het schip bekijken, ze kunnen de studio's bekijken, ze kunnen de zenders bekijken. Take a look to the transmitters and the studio's.
Ja. Yeah.
En ze kunnen kennis maken met de discjockeys en de bemanning. Het is voor mij een rotdag.
It's a bad day for you.
Yes.
Never mind.
Okay. What's the next record?
Well, we've got David McWilliams coming up, but I'd just like to say hello to Private Dennis Cox, 241777377, and it's in 3rd Platoon A Company, the 1st Battalion, Prince of Wales, in Cyprus on his 19th birthday, which was, they don't say when he's 19. Oh, on the... What's the date today? The 24th?
Let me see.
It is the 24th.
Yes, 24th.
24th. Today is his birthday, and from his mother and father, like to say hello. And they wanted us to play you a record. We can't play the record you wanted, unfortunately, but we would like to play you this one. It's from E. Cox, 55 Stratton Avenue, Bridlington in East Yorkshire in England.
September winds, they blow so cold. September winds, they blow so cold. See the dancing golden leaves dying sadly on the breeze. Remember when the spring was here? Remember when the spring was here?
stay too long. Now I hear a sadder song. I met a man just yesterday. I met a man just yesterday. He did not move or give command. He had a time glass in his hand.
That's the sound of David McWilliams there, 23 and a half minutes after 2 o'clock, and September Wind, and you heard it right here on Radio Nordsee International. Can you read this one, Tom?
Even kijken. My name is Pet.
Clutch, I think it is.
It's very difficult.
Someone doesn't put their foot on it.
At my knock-knock is... No.
Yes, that's
knock,
right.
Joke is... Knock,
yeah.
Knock.
Who's there?
Who's there? Gestapo.
Gestapo who?
Gestapo who? We are... What's that?
We ask the questions.
We ask the questions.
Do you get the joke?
No.
Never mind. That was from Pat Clutch, and thank you to you for entering into our Knock Knock competition. Another card here we've got. This is from... Westerly's something. No, I can't read that one. I don't even... Where's that a picture of? St. Peter's, Mancroft and City Hall in Norwich. And it says, good luck. And thank you to whoever wrote that, but I'm afraid they put the postmark right over the top, so we can't read it. Never mind, that's the way. Here's a Dutch one, I think. Is that from someone in Holland?
Let me see.
Yes.
Yes.
Friends...
Frans Wetering. Het is Frans Wetering uit Buitendijk.
Where's that?
Buitendijk. Ik weet niet waar dat ligt. I don't know where it is.
You don't know where it is.
Somewhere in Holland.
Yeah. And he says, will you please play a record for my boyfriend, Fritz de... Someone? De Link? Klink?
Fritz de Klink. Yes, that's a Dutch record.
That's a Dutch record?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Well, never mind. We haven't got a Dutch record here tonight at the moment. We'll get you out one later. But how about this one? We'll be right back.
calling President Richard
Nixon. Joe.
Joe South?
Yes.
I'm unable to reach the President. I'm ready. Could someone else hear me?
Well.
Tom, do you like that one? That's
yes.
From a fellow by the name of Joe South, and it says, "I want to go home." It's a long way for me to go home, you know. It's about 13,000 miles. Do you know that?
It sounds very good.
It's a long way.
It's a long way, yes.
Yeah.
Very long.
But who's that from? You've got another letter there.
Yes, I got a letter from Miss Josephine, and she said, "I'm always listening to your station, so will you please play a record for a boy?
then I can't read it. But
I'll tell you what the other bit says. Yeah. I don't care what it is or who plays it, but make it groovy, man, groovy. Please, 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 please.
And then a little heart with an arrow in it.
Yeah, and that's for Billy, who's her boyfriend. Okay. And she's only 13 years of age, and it's Miss Josephine Lees. And she's also sent us a knock-knock joke. Can you read that?
Knock-knock.
Who's there? Yeah.
What's that?
Marmalade.
Marmalade.
Marmalade who?
Marmalade on the daddy. Oh, what's that? Me, Dad.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Love's a thing that wants to thrive on. Then it grows, at least that's what I've been told.
Fancy knowing a thing like that at 13 years of age. I don't know what the world's coming to. It's 25 minutes to 3 o'clock.
There's a heart that's cold. They say you need love to love. You gotta have love to love. They all say it works that way, but if it's true, why do I love you? Seems like you keep trying to break me. You do things designed just to make. Don't touch your love, won't grow no matter how much you try. They say you need love to love. You gotta have love to love. They all say
a rather beautiful song there too, and it's 23 and a half minutes before 3 o'clock on this Thursday morning, the final morning of our broadcasting from Radio Nordsee International. At 11 o'clock this morning we close down. At 11:30 we sail into Scheveninger Harbour, and that was the sound there of Neil Diamond, who has been a great recording star in his time, still is in fact. Tom, I've got a knock knock joke, so knock knock.
Who's there?
Me.
Who's me?
Meebo 2.
Ah, Meebo 2.
Do you like that one?
Yes.
Yes, I think that was rather good too. I stole it, really. Somebody else sent one in. Now, I'd like to say hello to someone or other here from Yorkshire, East Yorkshire. Yes, to, I think it's Angela Williams. And thanks for the kisses. Just
wow,
for you.
Wow.
No, you don't get one. And she says, keep broadcasting, keep up the good work. Well, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do that anymore. But she sent us in some knock-knock jokes too. And here's one. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Ammonia.
Ammonia is for the bear.
No, good, no, you've got to say this one.
Ammonia who?
Ammonia here for the beer. Do you see that? Yes. I'm only here for the beer.
I'm only here
for the drinking, you know?
Oh, the beer. Oh, yes.
Then we have knock knock.
Let me see.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Ammonia. Ammonia who?
Ammonia who?
Ammonia bird in a gilded cage. Do you know a bird in a cage?
Yes, I
do. Oh, she's got lots of them here.
Oh, boy.
What's this one? Avons. Knock knock. You say. No, let's try this one. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Who's there?
Eliza.
Eliza? Eliza who?
Eliza looks at you. lies and looks at you. I don't get that one. No. He lies and looks at you. Oh, dreadful fellow. we're meant to sing this one, but I can't sing. It says, ta-ra-ra-boom-dee, la-da. I meant to say knock knock, and you're meant to say who's there. Yeah. And I meant to say Tara.
Tara? Tara who?
Ta-ra-ra-boom-dee, ta-ra-ra. Yeah, I can't sing. Can you sing?
No, you.
No, I can't sing. It's dreadful. Now, we've got one more. Knock knock.
Knock knock.
Who says that? Knock knock. You say who's there?
Who's there?
Salmon.
What's that?
Salmon who it says.
Salmon who it says. How do you say that?
And it says salmon. Oh, I guess. Some enchanted evening. Some enchanted evening. You may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across the crowded room and fly to his side. This is horrible. 20 minutes before 3 o'clock, and it's Captain Tom and Stephen Ladd here, the disc jockey with the one-track, fun-track mind on Radio Nordsee International till 3 o'clock this morning, and we're having lots of fun. Great song. It's the sound of Bob Dylan there. Do you like that, Tom? That's a great record.
Yes, I like that very much.
It's called Lady... Lady Belay.
Lady Jane.
Oh, Lady Lay Lady.
Lady... How do you say that?
Lay Lady Lay. I'll tell you something.
Say it in Dutch.
Oh, come on. What do you think? I'll tell you something. About 9 years ago, when I went to radio school, yeah. I learnt to say, she stood on the balcony, inexplicitly mimicking him and amicably welcoming him in.
Oh, yes.
Would you like to say that?
What did you say?
She stood on the balcony.
She stood on the balcony.
Inexplicitly.
Inexplicitly. How do you say that?
That's all right. Go on.
Inexplicitly.
Yeah. Mimicking.
Mimicking.
Him.
Him.
And welcoming.
And welcoming.
Him.
Him.
In.
In.
There you are. You said it.
Okay.
I knew you could say it.
Okay.
It's like saying super...
I could say that.
It's like saying supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Okay. That's very good.
No, not really. It's 16 minutes to 3 o'clock now. It'd be much cleverer if I could speak a word or two of Dutch, I think. What's a word
try.
I can say in Dutch?
Not
a naughty word now.
No. Try to say... Hotte tot de tente tentoonstelling.
Oh, I couldn't say that.
Oh, no.
Hotte tot de tente... Hotte.
Totte.
Totte.
Tenten.
Tenten.
Tentoonstelling.
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 Yeah.
Hotte tot de tentoonstelling.
Hotte tot de tente tentoonstelling.
No, I can't say that. Let's have some more music.
Okay.
Here's Francois Hardy now.
Tu commences ta vie tout au bord d'un ruisseau. Tu vécus de ces bruits qui courent dans les roseaux, qui montent des chemins que filtrent les taillis, les ailes du moulin, les cloches de midi. La chanson d'un oiseau, tu prenais du plaisir à faire des ronds dans l'eau. Aujourd'hui tu balottes dans des eaux moins tranquilles, tu t'acharnes et tu flottes, mais l'amour où est-il? L'ambition avait loin, l'ambition est un culte. Tu voudrais que ta voix domine le tumulte. Tu voudrais que l'on t'aime un peu comme un héros, mais qui saurait quand même faire des ronds dans
the beautiful sound of Francois Hardy at 13 minutes before 3 o'clock on Radio Noordzee International. Now, we'd like to remind you that Radio Noordzee International is voluntarily closing down this morning at 11 o'clock due to the pressure in the Dutch Parliament to close down the offshore stations. Our directors in Zurich feel that it would be better for the people of Holland and for us to suspend broadcasting so that the Dutch government will not attempt to close down Radio Veronica, so dearly loved by the people of Holland for the past 10 years. Radio Noordzee International thanks you all for your support in the past months during our times of drama and struggle, and we thank you for being faithful to us as listeners. We close this morning at 11 o'clock. Now, we'd also like to remind you that as a souvenir of the last 9 months of happy broadcasting from Radio Noordzee International, you can buy a book illustrating the entire history of the radio ship with over 50 photographs of the disc jockeys, the staff, the crew, the radio ship and the tender ship Nebo 1. For a copy of this book, send $2 or the equivalent in your own currency to Souvenir Book, Post Office Box 113, 8047, Zurich in Switzerland. And tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, Alan West and Andy Archer will start the final broadcasts from Radio Nordsee International. This program will finish at 11 o'clock when the Mevo 2 will haul up its anchor and sail into Scheveningen Harbour. The Mevo 2 should arrive in the harbour about 11. That's 11:30 tomorrow morning, and we would appreciate it very much to see you there. Come to Scheveningen Harbour tomorrow morning at 11:30 and see the Mevo 2 on its very last day of broadcasting. And maybe you can tell that to our Dutch listeners in Dutch.
Yes, Tom. I'll try it. Skippy, I call you Skippy.
Okay.
He's from Australia, so I call him Skippy. Skippy vraagt dus of morgen wanneer de Mevo 2 in de Scheveningse haven binnenkomt, of dus een hoop mensen willen komen kijken wanneer Radio Noordzee, dus het radioschip zelf, in de Scheveningse haven binnenkomt. Dat is omstreeks 11 uur, 11:30.
Okay. Well, we hope to see them all there. It's rather interesting, Tom. I know that you do a lot of underwater diving. And
yes,
have you ever been down to any sunken wrecks or anything?
Oh, yes. A lot of times. I work for Dutch fishing vessels and bring the nets up. Because I lost the nets, I bring the nets up. And when there are ships sinking, I go to there and make pictures for the insurance company. And the name from my firm is Duikwacht Holland. That's the same as Diving Guard Holland, and that's also the same as Underwater Works International.
And where can people get in touch with you?
So you can call me on a number that's in Den Haag. Number is I say it in Dutch,
okay.
64 53 56 54 53 56.
Okay, then. And what happens with these fishing nets?
When the fishing vessels are fishing in the sea,
yeah.
You know that. And there are a lot of wrecks in the sea, you know,
yeah.
Sunken ships and things from the last World War. And when a fishing vessel hits it, you know, he lost his nets.
Have you seen any old warships when you've been down?
Yes, I've seen that. And we have near Scheveningen, we have three big ships, three cruisers. Mm-hmm. How do you say? Is it
battleships, is it?
Battleships.
Yeah.
Warships. And there are many fishing vessels who lost her net over there. And I was there many times, and I've seen the bridge and in the ships. I've seen the mess room and the engine room. And
have you seen any old bodies?
Yes.
People?
Yes, also.
Oh, that must be frightening.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Oh,
they say nothing to me.
Yeah, that's true. It's 8:30 to 3 o'clock, and you're listening to the final programs of Radio Nordsee International. And now here's the sound of Diane Warwick, and for all the wives and their lovers.
Comb your hair, fix your makeup, soon he will open the door. Oh, don't think because there's a ring on your finger, you needn't try anymore. My watch is always filled up the tube, run till he's off the moment he comes home soon. There are girls at the office, and men will always be men. Now don't send them off with your hair still in curlers. You may not see him again. Better wear something pretty.
everywhere to go to the city, and then all the lights for the wine, start the music, time to get ready for love.
It's time to get ready,
time to get ready,
time to get ready
for love. The wine, start the music, time to get ready for love. It's time to get ready, time to get ready, yeah, time to get ready for love. It's time to get ready, ooh, time to get ready, yeah, time to get ready.
Well, that's something we haven't had for about 3 weeks, a little love. I've been out on this boat and we haven't seen... Oh, we've seen a few girls. Did you bring a couple of girls to see us or something one day? No.
No. I don't think so.
Oh, but must have been someone else.
Yeah. I see... I want to ask you something. I see the record is stereo. Is it true that when you listen to the medium wave...
There they go!
Hey, what's that?
Keep your hands on my records!
Hey, Skippy, is it true?
Yeah,
when you listen to... When you listen to the medium wave and the short wave...
Yeah.
Together.
Yes.
Did you get stereo?
Oh, my word.
Is it stereo?
Yes, seriously. Oh. No, I don't know. You see, you'd have to ask Spangles Maldoon or Chicago or one of our engineers.
Okay.
It's 3:04 on Radio Nordsee International, and Carlisle Stewart's just brought down a Rolling Stones record. If he's not careful, I'm not going to play it for him. But he's promised to give me some baked beans.
Carl! I do it.
Carl?
If you're going to play a record, Carl? I'll give you anything you want.
Oh, go.
Oh, Scappy.
Oh, we got to get baked beans.
Yeah, if you're going to finish, what are you going to do?
Yes.
Right back to Australia?
No. I think I might go back to England or something like that.
Yeah.
Actually, I was explaining
I'll
to them...
Black Africa.
Wait a minute.
I was explaining to everybody before how that the captain, when he gets up in the morning, he says, Carl, where's my dinner?
You see,
and I was telling everybody how well you look after him. And yes. Anyway, I'll play your Rolling Stones record in just a few moments.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me, and every step I take recalls how much in love we used to be. Oh, how can I forget you when there is always something there to remind me?
That's Sandy Shore, and there's always something there to remind me. It's 3:02. I won't get Carl's record in if I don't hurry. So, Carl, if you'd like to say something to all the friends of yours in Holland, and then we'll play your record for you.
Yeah, sure. The next record is from the Rolling Stones and special for my brother John with his big... yeah?
I don't know what you're talking about. So you tell him in Dutch. And
yeah. It's for Jan Oosterbaan with zijn kleine soldatenarmpje in de fles. The Rolling Stones with Jumping Jack Flash.
Final record in our show was given over to hey, where are you, Carl?
Over here.
Over there. Well, over thanks here. Thanks, mate. I must say thank you to you.
Yeah? Really?
for looking after us so well.
Okay,
and
okay.
I hope you'll forgive all the fights and the rude words we've called you. And
oh, yeah.
Will you? Okay. Well, that's all for me at the moment. I'd just like to tell you this.